views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. You may be listening to us here in the Seattle area on KKNW AM 1150, perhaps on WBLQ AM 1230 in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. You might be listening somewhere across the United States on cable radio network or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be so glad you joined me here today, because we have some important things to share with you about health, about nutrition, and about getting happy and settled into our body in a way that creates ease and expansion, as opposed to battling with our bodies along the way. And I've got a very special guest today. But before I get into that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hey, Benny.
Hey, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And boy, leading expert on the plate today.
Yes, she is. And and I'm so excited because, you know, Benny, she has been a pioneer in integrative medicine. And she played a really significant role in my life. You know, listeners have heard me before talk about how once upon a time I was experiencing cancer. And it was a type of lymphoma that doctors didn't have anything to give me early in the treatment. So I began to explore things. You know, there I was, a rational-based, research statistician who wanted to find something else to heal my body when doctors say, you know, we're going to put you on chemo eventually, and then we'll keep you on chemo the rest of your life. And I didn't like that life path. So, you know, this is back in the late 1980s, and I went to these bookstores, these out-of-the-way bookstores that, you know, where you could find just a handful of New Age books. And there were just a few books on the shelf. And one of the books was from my guest today. I'm talking about Joan Borisenko. And the book was Minding the Body, Mending the Mind. And it was so significant for me because I'd heard about this concept of visualization and how there may be a mind-body connection. But she was, you know, a research scientist who was talking about the science behind psychoneuroimmunology, the connection between the mind and the body. And that allowed me to say, oh, you know, there is something to this. My analytic mind could let go. And that led me to following my heartfelt path and trusting. And of course, you know, the story is, you know, eventually I healed myself without any medical treatment. But Joan Borisenko is such an important person on my journey. And, you know, she is Harvard trained. She's been a Harvard instructor. She is, you know, she was in cell biology. She joined up with the wonderful Herbert Benson and co-founded the Mind-Body Clinic. And she and Herbert were bringing this concept that was so foreign and now has become an acceptable part of daily life. But they were bringing this concept that there is a connection between our mind and our body. And she has since written a gazillion books. I think it's up to 13 now.
A gazillion?
A gazillion, yeah. That's my, you know, statistician technical term.
It's quite the shopping cart full.
I know it is. And her most recent book is a very interesting book that looks at health and nutrition and diet a little bit differently. It is called The Plant Plus Diet Solution, Personalized Nutrition for Life. I am so thrilled to have Dr. Joan Borisenko here. Thank you, Joan, for joining me here.
Oh, you are welcome, Christine, and Benny, too. Hi to both of you. And, wow, it was great to hear about your journey, Christine. That's extraordinary.
It was an extraordinary journey, but, you know, it's funny because my office manager, who's also a dear friend, I was sharing some information about how excited I was about today. And she says, oh, by the way, do you know that Joan helped me as well? And she told me it was a different stage, you know, so it was a different book, I think. And a set of cassette tapes, she said, and it helped her to heal. So that's a very small sampling. You know, the statistician in me thinks if I extrapolate beyond my little sample size, you have helped millions across the planet.
Well, you know, it's fascinating and wonderful for me to look back on my life. I had my 69th birthday in October.
Oh, wow.
I feel
happy
about
birthday.
20, but
right.
Actually, there's really good evidence that if you feel younger, you last longer. So
uh-huh.
looking
right.
forward to a long life. But as I look back, it's absolutely stunning to me the way that mind-body medicine has really come into its own since the, well, early 1980s, since uh-huh. I really started out in that field at Harvard running a clinic. It's really wonderful, and I'm so grateful that I've been in the position somehow or other to help so many people. It really gives my life tremendous meaning.
Oh, yes.
I will never tire of hearing of stories of people who've helped themselves just because I've inspired in them the realization that they can help themselves.
Mm-hmm. And it is such empowering information that you share and have shared over the years. And you've taken a slightly different route now, and you're talking about diet. Now, you know, there are a lot of books out there on diet, and many of them are saying, wait a minute, that approach is wrong. This is the right way. And, you know, there are lots and lots of books out there. Why did you choose to write about diet?
Well, for two reasons, a personal reason, and I'm going to tell you the story. And then also because there are all those diets out there, and some of them are good for some people some of the time.
Uh-huh.
None of them are right for all people all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to, and then some of them are just plain old snake oil.
Right.
But people tend to approach diet like with religious zeal and fervor.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes they're actually getting worse instead of better. The diet's not good for them, but they refuse to see that.
Uh-huh.
And because I myself was one of those, I have good reason to write the book. And I really did want to bring nutritional literacy to people so that they could look at research data in a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my book, which is called The Plant Plus Diet Solution, that's about personalized nutrition
uh-huh.
for each person and how to figure out what works for you. But there are a lot of what I call science bites, which actually teach you enough to understand why. Why do you want to eat this? Why don't you want to eat that?
Right.
Why do we all need fruits and vegetables, but some of us need more or less protein? Grain is poison for some and fine for others.
Uh-huh.
How do we figure it out? But here's how I got onto it, Christine. So, as you know, I've been very fortunate in my life because pretty much anything that has to do with humans thriving, I've had a chance, if I've become interested, to study it,
uh-huh.
to teach it, to write books about it. And so my books have really spanned science and psychology and also spirituality.
Sure.
And what happened was that my husband, about 5 years ago, found out that he had plaque in his arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, this is no problem because I was aware, you know, of research data that an ultra-low-fat diet, like no added fat,
uh-huh.
like you have to saute your vegetables in water.
Right, right.
That if you did that, it could reverse coronary artery disease. In other words, get the plaque out of your arteries. And, you know, I didn't look into it any further. I had just taken this as a matter of faith on research that, you know, had started in the 1980s and, you know, and then, of course, President Clinton is on that kind of diet, which
uh-huh.
is pretty much a 99% or 100% vegan diet. You
okay.
could have a little bit of non-fat yogurt every day if you wanted. But essentially, it's an ultra-low-fat, no-added-fat vegan diet.
Mm-hmm. And that was the rage for quite a while.
It was the rage for a while. So we did it for 14 months, and what happened is that my husband's total LDL cholesterol fell. But now, you know, there's very good evidence that cholesterol really doesn't have anything to do with heart disease to start with. But other other measures of his blood fats went through the ceiling. They were crazy. He got very high circulating blood fat, and he got very low HDLs, which are the good cholesterol. And then he and I both gained 10 pounds on that diet. And yet we absolutely got chubby, and we're both teeny little people. So that was very surprising. We both got really chubby. And then in addition to that, both of our blood pressure went up. In the end, he qualified for having metabolic syndrome and was then, you know, diabetes is the next step from that. And I had, all of a sudden, I went from, you know, what they used to call borderline hypertension. Now they've decided it's normal anyhow. But I went to needing three different blood pressure medications. It just went crazy. And, you know, after 14 months, I said, let's look at our medical results. We've gone on a diet that's supposed to be healing, that has research, that is obviously good for some people. Bill Clinton thrives on it. And for us, not at all. It was, you know, it was disastrous for our health. And I thought, what on earth is wrong with this picture? And I decided, you know, I do have a doctorate from Harvard Medical School in cell biology. And three postdocs from Harvard Medical School. Yeah, like you, I'm pretty good at research and statistics and stuff like that. And I said, I'm going to look through the literature. And I found the nutrition literature so incredibly crummy. It's rotten for the most part, because most of it are observational studies, the where, you know, if there's a fire and you're looking for the cause and there are firemen at the scene, you say to yourself, oh, firemen are associated with fires. They must cause it.
And, I mean, yeah, correlation does not imply causation.
That's exactly right. And so many of the nutrition studies are that way. And it's the same with cholesterol. Yeah, it's there in plaque, but there's really good evidence now that it's inflammation, which follows from stress and sometimes from the pesticides and oxidation that we get, you know, from in our food supply. And excess carbs, which create, we eat, the average American eats three times as many carbs as is actually recommended by the government. And when you try to eat a low-fat diet, you have to eat something, and the only macronutrients left are proteins and carbs. And so a low-fat diet is a high-carb diet, and it turns out your body, the way that metabolism works, is if you can't burn off the carbs, you know, and carbs are sugar molecules linked together. If you cannot burn off all of the carbs, you store a little bit in your cells as a storage form called glycogen, you know, and that's like what allows you to run a marathon. But you have so little glycogen on board that at about mile 20 of the marathon, people bonk, meaning they have no more available energy because they've used up their glycogen. So what happens to all those carbs that we've been encouraged to eat? Well, they get stored as fat. And actually, there's some recent evidence that the kind of fat that your body turns carbs into is a kind of saturated fat that really is harmful. Because what we're beginning to understand is that some fats are very, very good for you. Some saturated fats are very good for you. Some, on the other hand, because there's, you know, a variety of chain lengths and types of saturated fat. But the worst kind for your health is the kind that you're making out of the extra carbs. And we have an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. And here's what really got me, Christine.
Okay, I want you to hold that thought, Joan, because we have to go to a quick break here. But we want to hear more about the, this carb-fat connection and more about healthy fats and how Joan and her husband found their way to health and healing when we return here on the Christine Epchurch Show.
Thank you. This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the wonderful Dr. Joan Borisenko. She is the author of more than a dozen books, and her latest is called The Plant Plus Diet Solution, Personalized Nutrition for Life. And Joan, before the break, you were talking about how these excess carbohydrates get turned into fat that's really bad for us.
That's exactly right, and that's certainly part of what has fueled the epidemic, not only of diabetes and obesity, but chronic illnesses, both in the young and in the old, like Alzheimer's disease and the increase in dementia, which frequently people say, well, there's not any real increase. It's just that there are more older people now. Mm-hmm. Well, that's partly true. There are more older people, but the fact is there's also more dementia, per person. And so we need to look at that. But before the break, I was going to say to you that the most stunning statistic that I found is that a child born in 2014 has an average life expectancy of, get this,
what's that?
69 years.
It's going down.
It's going down. It's going down instead of up, because I'm a baby boomer, and our generation has always said, oh, we're going to live longer and longer and longer. Right. Well, we may be the longest living generation unless we do something, because our grandchildren are on track to live significantly shorter lives.
Uh-huh.
And I've got 7 grandchildren.
Oh, wonderful.
And, I see up close and personal the difference, for example, in how my different children feed their families.
Uh-huh.
Some of the kids get the standard American diet.
Right.
They're eating mostly garbage and junk food.
Uh-huh.
And some eat a really good whole foods diet. And I know that that's going to make a tremendous difference
uh-huh.
overall. And so this has become a little bit of a cause for me, because mind body medicine empowering people to find really their best way, most inspiring way to live their life,
mm-hmm.
To feel compassion for themselves and others, to be happy, to
mm-hmm.
be of service, to
right.
make a difference, and to empower their health. This is like back to basics. Hey, what you put in your mouth is just as important as what comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've done this. But, just to finish our personal journey.
Right.
So after Gordy and I had tried the ultra-low-fat diet, and we both ended up gaining 10 pounds,
mm-hmm.
I ended up with galloping hypertension, and his blood pressure also went up. He developed metabolic syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and his blood lipids got bad. And I thought, okay, what's wrong? I realized this whole, probably the biggest mistake ever made in the name of evidence-based medicine was to put this country on a low-fat, high-carb diet.
Uh-huh.
And it's really fueled things. And so I said, okay, what do we need to do to reverse that? And we went almost to the opposite extreme, experimenting.
Sure.
We eliminated the grain
mm-hmm.
And went on a diet that was largely vegetables, particularly lots and lots of leafy greens.
Okay.
Because Americans do not eat enough fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out fiber is more about like being regular,
sure.
the healthy poop connection.
Sure, yeah. Moving that food through before it gets toxic.
Yeah. And this last 10 years, two big things have happened. One of them is we've been able to map the human genome. But the other big breakthrough that has to do with why we chose to eat the way we do, eating a lot of vegetables and uh-huh. fiber, is it turns out we're not even human. The average human being has 10 trillion human cells and 90 trillion microbial cells. We're more microbe than we are mammal. We're a composite organism. It's really amazing. And our gut microbes, for example,
uh-huh.
make most of our neurotransmitters, not our brain, but the microbes in our gut.
Our gut's pretty doggone important, then.
Our gut is very important. Hippocrates, and the founder of medicine
sure.
in the first century, said all illness comes from the gut, and it turns out he's right. So I said, we've got to feed our gut bacteria.
Uh-huh.
We have to have the right phytonutrients,
mm-hmm.
and to do that, we need to be eating, on average, a pound of vegetables and some fruits every day,
uh-huh.
which we do. And then I realized you got to keep your carbs way down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that the average person needs to eat no more than 130 grams of carbs a day. There are even several governmental agencies that say that.
That's not a lot, is it?
It's not that much, but it's not that little. It's true for kids as well as adults.
Uh-huh. 'Cause,
most kids in this country eat just carbs.
Mm-hmm.
They live on macaroni. It's nuts.
Yeah.
And then another aspect of this is what I call plus. And Gordy and I are both obligatory carnivores. That's
mm-hmm.
a plus food for us.
Uh-huh.
Every time through my life that I've tried to be a vegan or a vegetarian,
uh-huh.
I've actually gotten sick. And believe me, I've tried it several times because I would love to not eat meat.
Uh-huh.
But somebody once asked the Dalai Lama a question. I think he gets asked this quite a bit, actually.
Uh-huh.
And that is, if you believe in ahimsa, compassion and nonviolence, how come you eat meat?
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'd rather not, but my body can't survive without it.
Yeah.
And it's true. You think about Tibet, short growing season. Mm-hmm. You can't live on vegetables. You can't live on grains alone. And our metabolic furnace reflects some of that. Uh-huh. So each one of us has to find a personalized diet. So we need a lot of protein, and, you know, we eat dairy products, we eat meat, fish, and nonetheless, those are condiments because the main thing is a plant-based diet. So we eat a plant-based diet with a plus of animal foods, and we don't eat grains generally. You know, for us both, we will go out to a good restaurant, and if there is some fabulous artisanal bread, maybe a couple of times a month, we'll have some, you know, a little bread at a restaurant. Otherwise, we don't keep any grains in the house at all. And I bake more than I ever have.
Using
the food
what?
We eat is truly terrific. And I just get blanched almonds that have been ground fine. So it's almost like an almond flour. And I make fabulous, fabulous cookies, bread, baked goods out of that. And the interesting thing is when you're not eating many grains and carbs, you lose all your carb cravings. And oftentimes I won't even bother to make the baked goods because my body has kind of forgotten about that class of foods.
Interesting. So it's kind of like once you break the addiction, you don't need it anymore.
You don't need it anymore. And it's like, you know, these days people always say, what about gluten-free? Look, folks, gluten-free is still too many carbs. You know, maybe some people should eat less gluten. And once in a while, a gluten-free product is fine to eat, you know. But generally speaking, it's the new wave of junk food.
Fascinating. You know, we're going to have to go to another quick break, but when we return, I'm going to want to have a conversation about fats because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. I want to hear about the research and your own personal perspective on the benefits of fat in our diet when we return with Joan Borisenko here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, How did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking to Dr. Joan Borisenko, who's the author of The Plant Plus Diet Solution, Personalized Nutrition for Life. Now, Joan, one of the things I absolutely adore about you is that you embrace the psycho-spiritual transformation and the importance of the mind in the overall health of the body. But as I said on the break, you're also a bit of a science nerd, and that's one of the things I truly appreciate. And you've got lots of science in this book. Can you tell us a little bit about the science of fats? Are there bad fats and are there good fats?
Well, yes. And the thing is that the story is totally changing because up until recently, people thought of cholesterol as a bad fat and saturated fat as a bad fat because it raises your cholesterol levels. But two things have changed, and unfortunately, most family physicians and even many cardiologists are not aware of the change, and that is cholesterol has been really exonerated as the bad guy. We need it. All of our sex hormones are made, for example, from cholesterol as a building block. Our nervous systems are made of cholesterol. As you get older, the lower your cholesterol, the worse your health is likely to be, and the more prone to dementia. That's some of the new research.
Fascinating. And, so low cholesterol is not necessarily a good thing. It actually may be detrimental to our health.
In fact, I often think, I wish I could raise my cholesterol levels. They've always been so low. And I mean, honest to God, I could fall into a tub of lard and my cholesterol would not change. I could drink saturated fat. My cholesterol wouldn't change. But, you know, I'm not alone. 75% of people, their cholesterol levels, even if cholesterol were important to keeping it low, they're not raised by saturated fat, and the dogma is that it is. Only 25% of the population who are called hyper-responders have an increase in cholesterol when they eat saturated fat. So my husband, Gordon, is one of those, but still, that doesn't seem to make the difference. Yes, cholesterol observationally is found at the scene of the crime, that is hardened arteries.
Right.
But as you summarized beautifully yourself earlier, Christine, it's likely inflammation and oxidation the release of of products that cause immune cells to fix the damage of that. That's what causes hardening of the arteries.
So the body's trying to heal itself because of the, so the cholesterol is trying to do a good thing.
Yes, that's right.
Trying to heal another problem that was caused by something very different than cholesterol.
Well, that's exactly right. And so there are, however, bad fats. Trans fats are bad fats. And here's the, you know, the weird thing. We were encouraged for many years to eat trans fat.
I know. I grew up on margarine.
Margarine. That was supposed to spare us from butter. Butter is heart healthy. Margarine will kill you.
Right.
So, you know, go figure. But the dogma is still out there because right now, pretty much the new cholesterol guidelines that are out still act as if cholesterol is the culprit. And now physicians really don't care what your cholesterol is. They just put you on statins. Heart health is now dose of statins. And, you know, statins have one important effect, and that is they're anti-inflammatory.
Uh-huh.
But we need to be eating to decrease our inflammation.
Right.
And some of the fats may, in fact, decrease inflammation. That may be a side effect. You mentioned coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting. This was about a year ago. I turned on CNN,
uh-huh.
and there's Sanjay Gupta, who's the medical correspondent,
sure.
Dr. Gupta for CNN, talking about coconut oil. He didn't know what to think. He was so funny. He was like acting all squirrely.
Uh-huh.
Says, oh, well, it's a saturated fat. We're not supposed to eat saturated fat.
Oh, dear.
But it looks like maybe this saturated fat is good for you.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't quite know what to do with it. But certainly it does appear to have health benefits.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, although, you know, I'm the first to say more studies need to be done,
mm-hmm.
is that if you eat a couple of tablespoons of coconut oil a day, it shifts your metabolism slightly and you actually lose weight because of it.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a small study of 40 women, and half of them were told to just add to their diet coconut oil versus, mm-hmm. I can't remember what the other oil was.
Uh-huh.
And the ones who added coconut oil lost weight, although they made no other changes in their diet.
Uh-huh.
And then,
but even with, as a statistician, even with a small study, if you can show statistical difference in the two approaches, if it's a broad enough population, then it's probably representing the truth, you know, because that's that p-value controls for that. So there's a, you know, so even the small studies when they show something like that are worthy of paying attention to.
Well, I think so. Excuse me, I think so. And the, you know, the other thing about coconut oil is that there's some ongoing research that it seems the brain likes to metabolize it. It's good
uh-huh.
for the brain.
Uh-huh.
But here's the other thing. You know, there's two major sources of energy making in the body. The body can make energy. Most of us somewhere in high school learned about ATP, adenosine
sure.
triphosphate, and how the mitochondria need that energy to run on. They make that.
Right.
And they make that for the body. And they can make it out of products that come from breaking down carbs, or they can make it directly out of fat. And, for instance, remember people, I think Atkins lost his medical license for
uh-huh.
suggesting that you could get rid of most of the carbs in your diet
mm-hmm.
and just turn into a fat burner,
uh-huh.
Which is that second system, you know, using fat to make ATP. And then the body goes into what's called ketosis.
Mm-hmm.
It makes, as a metabolic residue of burning fat, you make ketone bodies. And it turns out the brain particularly likes ketones. It's its preferred form of energy.
Interesting.
And so some fats, and you know, including that's why the Atkins diet, and going into ketosis, which frightens physicians. They, you know, even a physician sometimes mistake that for the ketoacidosis of uncontrolled diabetes. That has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
But that's why those diets, which used to be thought of as supremely unhealthy,
uh-huh.
there's now much more lipid research, and it turns out they're the best way to lose weight,
mm-hmm.
and they are healthy for the long term. So what we're learning about fats is so important. But here's the thing. Fats are not fats. Let's say you want a diet rich in good fats,
uh-huh.
like olive oil is
mm-hmm.
a very, very good fat. And olive oil, what you buy in the supermarket, sometimes it says olive oil. If you don't read labels, you'll realize it has like 1% of olive oil in
oh,
it.
Oh, dear.
And
that's terrible.
The rest of it are industrially processed oils. Here's the bad part. When you squeeze the oils out of soybeans
uh-huh.
or rapeseed to make canola oil or
uh-huh.
any of that, these polyunsaturated fats, which we've been told are heart healthy,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are industrially produced, usually the way they're produced is they get them out of the grains and seeds and fruits, whatever you're taking the oil out of, right, with organic solvents. And those organic solvents denature the oil.
Uh-huh.
And the denatured oil is actually poisonous to us. It creates oxidation in our system, and oxidation changes like the shape of your proteins. It's like putting Lego blocks on a radiator.
Oh, dear.
And they get partly melted, and then they can't clip together in the right way and do their function. And so this sounds crazy, but the average American eats 75 pounds a year of polyunsaturated industrialized oils. I read that, and I said, that's wrong. That has to be wrong. Like, how much salad dressing can one person eat?
Sure.
Or, you know, or saute something in. And I checked it, and it's right. And it's because all of the crummy baked goods with the bad carbs, the uh-huh. sugars, and white flours,
sure,
they're all baked with polyunsaturated oils.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are so bad for the body in every way. So it's important to look for oils. Healthy oils are cold pressed.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're just squeezed. They're not denatured with chemicals to get them out. So cold pressed oils from organically grown crops. And that's important because most pesticides and toxins are oil soluble. They're not water soluble.
Mm-hmm.
So do you really want to eat a polyunsaturated oil that's oxidized and filled with pesticide residues?
So
that's what most of us eat.
So,
and that's
what are the effects? What are the effects of that, briefly?
Well, it will denature some of your proteins.
And what does that mean to the body in terms of our health?
Well, what that means is that your body doesn't work very well, and then you're storing pesticides, which are poisons
uh-huh.
in various ways, and they can accumulate over time. So they create inflammation,
mm-hmm.
and this is the worst thing because almost every chronic illness has some type of inflammation involved in it,
uh-huh.
where, you know, acute inflammation is a good thing. That's like you get a splinter and you see, oh, my goodness, it's getting swollen and
uh-huh.
hot and red, and that's the immune system that's moved in an inflammatory response to get rid of the splinter, to
right.
get rid of the foreign body, to
uh-huh.
kill the bacteria. But when there's no acute problem like that, and your body is reacting to foreign particles that come in through your food, and there's low-level inflammation all the time in your body, that means that you're going to be much more prone to arthritis, much more prone to autoimmune diseases,
mm,
which
dear.
Could range from things like lupus, for example, is an autoimmune disease, to
uh-huh.
various types of arthritis. And everything, even the frailty of aging, osteoporosis,
uh-huh.
The more inflammation you have, the more of that you've got.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to go to another quick break. But when we return, Joan, I'm going to want you to share with the listeners the opportunity that they have coming up in 2015 to be a part of your 10-week online program. And we've got lots more to talk about in only a few minutes, but we have to go to a quick break. More with Dr. Joan Borisenko when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I've been talking to Dr. Joan Borisenko, and you know, Joan, your Plant Plus diet solution is fascinating to me because it's got a lot of the good science, but it really does help a person to navigate his or her way to what's right for his or her own body. And I find it very exciting that you've got a program that goes beyond just the book, and the book is wonderful, but you've got a more personalized program that's coming up in January. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, I will. It helps people to really personalize the diet for themselves, because some people will thrive as vegans. Some people, you know, if they just add a little bit to their vegan diet, you know, in terms of maybe eggs or dairy or one or the other, it's going to be right for them. And some people, like my husband and I, are really obligatory carnivores. We do not do well on a vegan diet. And so how do you figure out what's right for you? And for example, dairy or no dairy, grains or no grains, even if you're a vegan. It gets very hard if you're a vegan who doesn't do well with grains. There's not much left to eat. What do you do? And so I think that there are two ways. First of all, to personalize your diet, you need to understand what the health measures are and find yourself, ideally, a physician who can be your partner in health, somebody who's really integrative, who understands nutrition, and many physicians don't.
Right.
But I have at the back of the Plant Plus Diet Solution a series of just 5 or 6 simple blood tests that your physician can order and give you an idea of where you are. What's your inflammation level? You really need to know that. And if what you're eating is increasing inflammation, you need to change it, you know, and get off thinking of your diet as a religion and think of it as what brings my body into balance. Also, we vary in our ability to processed carbohydrate. And you can get a blood test that gives you a composite measure of your insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance.
Interesting.
And it turns out both my husband and I are not real good at metabolizing a lot of carbs.
Uh-huh.
So we don't eat a very low-carb diet. We eat what I call a carb-reasonable diet for us based on what our bodies can metabolize.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot tell that through blood type. You can't tell it from anything. But the actual tests after you've been eating a diet for about a month. And the other thing is to keep track of your moods and to keep track of your medical symptoms. And
mm-hmm.
right in the back of the Plant Plus Diet Solution, there's a medical symptom checklist that a colleague of mine at Harvard developed. And it's very reliable. And if you make a couple of copies of it and fill it out before and after and a month after you change your diet, it's amazing how we forget from day to day how we feel.
Uh-huh.
Like when I changed my diet away from the vegan diet, and again, I'm not saying that's a perfect diet for some people.
Sure, sure.
It's a great diet for many people, just not for us. It didn't personally match us. But when we changed it, so many of my aches and pains went away.
Interesting.
And I wouldn't even have, and my skin cleared up. I had so many positive things.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't have noticed them unless I was keeping track. So you have to do that.
Uh-huh.
The other thing I found very, very important in personalizing the diet was having a buddy. Now, I was lucky enough to have my husband.
Sure.
And we were both comparing notes and taking notes. But what the research tells us is that people who read a diet book read it selectively,
uh-huh.
a nutrition book,
uh-huh.
and they end up not being able to follow it well. And people, on the other hand, who go to like an 8 or 10 week class where someone goes through the information with them and they get, coaching,
mm-hmm.
and then they've got the other people in their class to compare notes with, they do much better.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided I was going to offer an online 10-week course that we would go through my book, The Plant Plus Diet Solution, so people really develop nutritional literacy.
Uh-huh.
They'd really be able to understand what do we all need to eat and why, and then beyond the basics of a pound of fruit and vegetables
mm-hmm.
every day and good fats, unless there's something peculiar about your metabolism,
mm-hmm.
and there is for some people, and I include how to do that, but how to personalize your diet for what suits you. And what I like about that is that it's not possible to get into trouble medically, because you're actually looking, you're very mindful. You're looking at the feedback from
uh-huh.
your tests and how you feel. And in a period of time, you know, within a few months, you'll be able to get a good sense of what's right for you at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of that, Christine, is that we change over time. You know,
yes,
look at us
do.
Women, you know,
oh.
hormonally.
Yes.
We change over the month. We change over the years. Even when we move to a different climate, things change. So the process of personalizing your diet for your metabolism changes throughout your whole life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that I'll be able to give people those skills. And so the course, the online course, is going to be a lot of fun, because since you've got to be mindful, we're going to start each class with a few minutes of mindfulness meditation.
Wonderful.
And really learn sensitivity to the cues of our bodies.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll discuss the topic at hand, and then people are going to be able to break right on the phone into subgroups of about 6 people, so they've got their buddies.
Right.
And then we'll have time for coaching in the whole group. And so each session of about 90 minutes is really going to be dynamite.
Wow.
And it starts the 21st of November.
January, you mean?
January.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts in the new year.
Uh-huh. Right. And you can find more information on the events page at joanborisenko.com. Also, I believe it's through the Shift Network. And I think we'll make a point of putting it up on our website as well with the replay so that people can find their way to it. I'm very excited about the class, and I hope others will join in as well. And, you know, this time has flown by, Joan. I would love to have a few more hours of conversation with you. Love to have you back again sometime.
Thank you, Christine. I so enjoyed it, and you are such a great role model for everyone.
Oh, thank you. And I truly appreciate all that you do. And, I feel blessed to have had you in my life in a way that helped me to heal. And I was blessed having a conversation with you today. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And
happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. And happy holidays to all those who are listening right now. Blessings to you and yours.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.